ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट 4। लिंगम एवाश्रमाख्यातु अन्योन्यापत्तिकारणम् अवृत्या न्याय दौर्बल्यम् पांडित्ये चापलं वचः। लिंगमेवाश्रमाख्यातु अन्योन्यापत्तिकारणम् अवृत्या न्याय दौर्बल्यम् पांडित्ये चापलं वचः। लिंगमेवाश्रमख्यातो अन्योन्यापत्तिकारणम् अवृत्या न्याय दौर्बल्यम् पांडित्ये चापलं वचः। Word for word, lingam, the external symbol, eva, merely, ashrama khyato, in knowing a person's spiritual order, anyonya, mutual, apatti, of exchange, karanam, the cause, avritya, by lack of livelihood, nyaya, incredibility, dorbalyam, the weakness, panditye, in scholarship, chapalam, tricky, vachaha, words. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A person's spiritual position will be ascertained merely according to external symbols. And on that same basis, people will change from one spiritual order to the next. A person's propriety will be seriously questioned if he does not earn a good living. And one who is very clever at juggling words will be considered a learned scholar. Purport. The previous verse stated that in the age of Kali, the priestly class will be recognized by external symbols alone. And this verse extends the same principle to the other orders of society, namely the political or military class, the business or productive class, and finally the laborer or artisan class. Modern sociologists have demonstrated that in those societies chiefly governed by the Protestant ethic, Poverty is considered a sign of indolence, dirtiness, stupidity, immorality and worthlessness. In a God-conscious society, however, many persons voluntarily decide to dedicate their lives not to material acquisition, but rather to the pursuit of knowledge and spirituality. Thus, a preference for the simple and the austere may indicate intelligence, self-control, and sensitivity to the higher purpose of life. Of course, in itself, poverty does not establish these virtues, but it may sometimes be the result of them. In the Kali Yuga, however, this possibility is often forgotten. Intellectuality is another casualty of the bewildering age of Kali. Modern so-called philosophers and scientists have created a technical esoteric terminology for each branch of learning. And when they give lectures, people consider them learned simply because of their ability to speak that which no one else can understand. In Western culture, the Greek sophists were among the first to systematically argue for rhetoric and efficiency above wisdom and purity. And sophistry certainly flourishes in the 20th century. Modern universities have very little wisdom, though they do possess a virtual infinity of technical data. Although many modern thinkers are fundamentally ignorant of the higher spiritual reality, they are, so to speak, good talkers, and most people simply don't notice their ignorance. Shri Prabhupada ki Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshur Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Bhishta Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, seeking blessings from all the Vaishnavas, offering obeisances unto all of your lotus feet, so that I can speak something meaningful and relate the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and relish it myself. So, this chapter is entitled The Symptoms of Kali Yuga. And if we go through all the verses describing these symptoms in this chapter, one theme which is running through all of these verses is the underlying theme is superficiality or shallowness. So it is like the Sutre Mani Gana Iva. All these different symptoms in this chapter, they reflect the superficiality of this age of Kali. I'll just see a few examples. Previous verse said, wealth alone will be considered a sign of a man's greatness. What the person possesses is more important than what he is, who he is. So, And yesterday, Kinchan Krishnaprabhu beautifully spoke of this verse where a man will be known as a Brahmana just by wearing a thread, and men and women will live together merely because of superficial attraction. And here in this verse, a person's spiritual position will be judged merely according to the external symbols of the dress that he wears. And further on, a sacred place will be taken to consist no more than a reservoir of water located at a far distance. Means if a reservoir of water is there close to me, that is not a holy place. But if it is far away, then that is a holy place. And people will be, beauty of people will be dependent on their hairstyles. So, and so on and so forth. The principle of religion will be observed only for the sake of reputation. So, the underlying undercurrent theme of all of these symptoms is that of superficiality. Many years back when I had just come to Mumbai and I was at IIT, so I had once come to the temple and I wanted to purchase an SD card, micro SD card. So I went to the Lamington Road and it was evening time, you know, it was dark. So at the, you know, roadside there were some hawkers. So I saw a very cheap 2GB SD card available. I thought I will hear, download lectures and I'll hear. So I purchased it, and when I went back and I plugged it in my laptop, what happened was that it was just a chunk of plastic. There was nothing inside, and it had just those golden streaks, Srivatsa, which has no, so it was like the Pondrak SD card. So appears to be real, but actually it's false, superficial. So, and one proof, like if you observe the world around today, one clear proof of the superficiality which Bhagavatam is telling is which are the biggest businesses today. The biggest businesses in the world today are advertisement businesses, ad businesses. So Facebook is $600 billion. Google is $700 billion. Amazon is $1,000 billion. So the question is that they are not charging us anything. Facebook isn't charging you anything for opening an account. Google is not charging you. YouTube is not charging you. But still, how come they are getting so much revenues? So who pays? The answer is we pay, but we don't know that we are paying. How are we paying? We are paying our attention to them, and that's what they are encashing. And not only the attention, we pay the attention and then they hook us to some advertisement and we get hooked and then go out and purchase. And we thought Google is doing social service, right? Ki I needed, it created a desire in me to purchase this product, it will increase my convenience. And now I got it, it is, you know, Google is doing Samad Seva, right? Or Facebook is doing Samad Seva. But if you look at it, there's something called as cost of sales. In the cost of a product, there's raw material cost, labor cost, other costs. But one of the costs is cost of sales. The cost incurred to, you know, sell this product to the customer, marketing it. So that is also coming out from our pocket only. So while we are seeing the advertisement, we are paying from our pocket to see that advertisement. So that is the... like understanding the superficial psychology, all of these business schools, they have come up with models that if I spend $1 on advertisement, how much more it will increase my sales. So they have exact precise models that aisa advertisement banaunga to itna sales badega. So this is how they have understood our superficial psychology in the Kali Yuga. But Bhagavatam is warning us that look, this is how the mentality is, and rise above it. So, just reflecting on what is this age of Kali Yuga in our day-to-day life. So, in this Kali Yuga, beauty is skin deep, right? A beauty of a person is not determined by his character, his values, his qualities, but his skin, right? Fair and lovely. Like, they are now changing the name, but that's what determines a person's beauty, and that's what driving the whole world, Bollywood, Hollywood, right? they are creating our value systems, they are creating, you know, our purpose in life. So beauty is skin deep, but looks are deceptive, right? So then next is relationships. Relationships are screen deep. By screen deep, I mean, you know, people have thousands of friends on their social media, right? They are always on the phones, you know, talking to this person here, that person there, communicating. But the depth of those relationships is only screen deep. There are no real relationships. I may have a friend in Netherlands, but not in my neighborhood, right? Whom I can physically see and help and exchange, you know, support. So it is said that we have bigger houses in this age, but broken families. So that is how, so you know, this age is having relationships which are screen deep. I was seeing a video saying that someone sent. So the husband and wife are sitting on the dining table, and the husband is completely engrossed in his, you know, messaging, texting, something, he's busy. And the wife is just, you know, looking at him once in a while, and okay. And then suddenly his battery dies. And then he, you know what to do. Battery is dead, so he looks up and he asks, "Oh, your boss was troubling you. How are things going now?" So the wife says, "I already left that job 2 years ago." So then there's a child playing around there, and a little girl is playing, and then the man asks, "Oh, cute child, isn't she?" And the wife says, "That is our daughter, by the way." So he says, "When did that happen?" "Last time your battery died." So that is how, unfortunately, the situation of Kali Yuga is. Then the emotions in Kali Yuga are smiley deep, right? We send emoticons, smileys. For every occasion, there is a smiley. Mm-hmm. And the depth of those emotions are only the depth of that smiley. Like, we have so many, you know, requests for prayer, and many times I observe myself that, okay, wo ek, you know, prayer emoticon dalke, then I forget only. But emotions as described by our acharyas is para dukha dukhi. Now we are in a position we can't even understand our emotions, what to speak of others' emotions. So that is the age where the depth of emotions is, you know, this is the age of plastic smiles and crying hearts, right? Externally that what appears is not true. So then further, experiences are selfie deep. So many times, you know, when, you know, we had visitors coming in, I would see sometimes often that people just come in, and these are Indians, you know, not Westerners, just come in with their phone in hand, and even without taking a hold of what is around, they start with their phone, a selfie here, a selfie there, and the megapixels of the camera is increasing, but the experience of the person is decreasing, right? Like, just without taking darshan of the deity, they selfie marli and immediately sent. So what we are doing is trying to capture memories without living them in the first place, right? You go to a, like, okay, here at the temple or at some other, there's an event where all the family is meeting, right? Rather than experiencing that joy of being together, immediately, okay, let us have a click. And without experiencing that togetherness, without experiencing that darshan of the Lord, we are just, you know, conscious of, okay, I need to click and send it across. So, like, we are trying to capture memories without living them in the first place. If we don't live the memories, you know, we can't actually later relish them in future. And then knowledge further is, you know, finger deep. So they say knowledge at your fingertips. So these days, for anything that we want an address, Google Maps, hit, and you will find the Now hit the enter key with your finger and you will find the location. You want a recipe, you know, you hit and you find the recipe. So at the end of the day, what happens is you don't remember any address, any location. You don't remember any recipe. A housewife, although she may have cooked it 100 times, but every time it is Google who is telling her how to do it. So she doesn't internalize, or a person who is driving, he doesn't internalize the locations and the routes. So, and even for academic knowledge also. So the problem with this is the knowledge stays at the fingers only. Knowledge at the fingertip, finger pe hai. It doesn't enter the head, doesn't enter the heart. So that is about the knowledge. And what about the determination in this age, determination and promises? So they are sleep deep. So in a daydream, we make a determination, I will do this on 1st of January. And in the night dream, by the time we wake up in the morning, that determination is lost. So determination or promises that we make are sleep deep. We make a promise and by the time the next day, it is gone. As Krishna says in the Gita, that in the mode of ignorance, determination is basically a dream only. Right? So, and then further, character. Character is pocket deep. If you can fill a person's pocket, he is ready to empty out his values and character. So, and further, food. Food is tongue deep. Whatever is good for, at the tongue, that is considered, you know, good. Fast food and slow digestion. Right? So, more medicines and less health. Right? So all of these, and you know, finally spirituality or culture is cloth deep. As this verse is saying, that a person's spiritual position will be ascertained merely according to the external symbols, and spirituality and culture, they are considered in that light only, based on the external address. My brother's marriage, like many years back, I was accompanying him to buy the dress for the dulha. And there are many stores, Manyavar or other stores, where once in a lifetime a person, you know, wears a traditional outfit, you know, and that is also, now that they have understood that at least ek bar kharidega, so its price tag starts from 1 lakh rupees. Anyways, aapka marriage hai, ek bar hi hai, so that is the only time a person, you know, okay, I am an Indian, so I'll wear this. So that is the understanding of culture. And spirituality, I was once you know, going in the local train, and one person said, Hare Krishna. I said, Hare Krishna. So he said, nice dress. I said, yeah, okay, thank you. So he said, kahan pe milta hai, aapke mandir mein milega ye? So main bola ki nahi, ye keval ब्रह्मचारी के लिए. तो नहीं, ऐसा फेस्टिवल वगैरह को पहनेंगे तो अच्छा लगेगा. तो ऐसा त्योहार पे, दिवाली होली पे पहन सकते हैं. सो दैट इज द अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ कल्चर इन टुडेज सोसाइटी. सो आई वॉज कंप्लीटली टेकन अबैक. ओके. एंड लाइक वन थिंग अबाउट व्हाट प्रभुपाद सेड पास टाइम, लाइक प्रभुपाद शेयर दैट हाउ पीपल मिस्टेक this dress externally. So, you know, in the previous times, it was considered that a son of a sannyasi would be very, you know, potent and powerful. So, therefore, they would think of, you know, luring a, you know, a sannyasi or a religious man, because Vyasdev se Pandu or itne, you know, Pandavas aaye, to fir, you know, this is powerful. It is. So they would, you know, send this, you know, their daughter to a particular holy place where, so that to get a, so it is, it is not, you know, in today's times, it's a culture shock today, but that was the situation, yes, sometimes used to happen. And seeing this, these, you know, people, there would be other cheaters and the cheated, who are bogus, unscrupulous men, they thought that they would wear dress of a sannyasi and go and sit in those holy places, charlatan meditators. So that is the understanding of renunciation in this age of Kali Yuga. So we can go on and on. These are all, as Kinchan Krishnaprabhu said, that this is all pratyaksha praman. We don't need much anuman or shabda to understand this. But and then further, as this verse says, that a person who is clever at juggling birds will be considered a learned scholar. So, you know, I was just seeing a video again someone sent, that a person who is sitting at a high position, he's saying some nonsense. You know, he's saying, the me in the I can talk to the me in the you. I cannot talk to you. So, the me in the I will talk to the me in the you. Then, my dear, you know, as Prabhupada would say, fools and rascals, why do you come in the public and speak to the me in the you? You go and lock yourself in the room and speak to the me in the I as long as you want, right? Ultimately. So this is a clever word and which people cannot understand. So another, one guru was saying, oh, silence, silence is beauty. Beauty is power. And power is knowledge. Knowledge is power and power is knowledge. And knowledge is all about silence. So, two people were sitting in the audience. One asked the other, Samajh mein aaya kya, kya bola? So, bole, Samajh mein nahi aaya, iske liye to wo guru hai aur hum chale. Samajh mein aata to hum guru nahi hote. So, that is the spirituality in Kali Yuga. And people think that, अरे इस्कॉन का तो मैसेज समझ में आता है, ये इतने पहुंचे हुए नहीं लगते. So that is a fallacy. So to sum it up, in this Kali Yuga, we are neck deep in trouble because of the depth of the superficiality of this age, which Bhagavatam is giving us a diagnosis. So now the diagnosis is very long. So the prescription also, we must be thinking, what is the prescription that Bhagavatam is giving? Is just Bhagavatam terrifying us with such a diagnosis and telling that you are doomed? No, Bhagavatam is giving us a beautiful prescription, a solution, which can take us out from this ominous situation. So this verse, you all heard these verses. Nanu dveshti kalin samrat saranga iva sarabhuk. Kushalani ashu siddhanti na itarani kritaniyat. This verse tells about Parikshit Maharaj, that how he did not fear this age of Kali or did not envy it, because he knew he was like a honeybee. He was seeking the essence. And he knew that there is the essence of this yuga can diminish all its faults. Kale dosha nidhi rajan. There may be thousands of faults. We may keep on enlisting that relationships are screen deep, beauty is skin deep, emotions are smiley deep, experiences are selfie deep, determination is sleep deep, knowledge is finger deep. So we can go on and on and on. But these, notwithstanding all of these faults, the only thing to be understood is that if we are saragrahi, then this age has something to offer to us which none of the previous ages have offered. And another verse, like the hint which Bhagavatam is giving in repeatedly, you know, one something which is important is repeated. Another verse says, in the 11th canto, the Navayogindras are telling, Kalim sabhajayanti arya, gunagya sarabhagina, yatra sankirtanaineva, sarvaswartha abhilabhyate. So, those who are sarabhagina, they worship Kali. They don't despise Kali. Despite all of its bad faulties, they worship it because they know that in this age, the Sankirtan, the blessing of Sankirtan is available. So, by which all one's desires can be fulfilled. So, what these verses like present to us, the solution to all of these faults of Kali, is to become Saragrahi. not Bharavahi. Externally, the varnashram is lost, the culture is lost, the systems are lost, the samskaras are lost, but we should not lose hope because the essence is not lost. The essence has been preserved by the parampara, and that is the hope for all of us to actually revive the whole thing, and that's what Prabhupada did. He revived the whole samskaras, varnashram, everything with the essence of Sankirtan. And that is what Bhagavatam is giving us, the secret formula. As Prabhupada said, I have got the secret formula to take everyone back home, back to Godhead. So this secret formula here is, to become Saragrahi. So there is a beautiful poem of Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Saragrahi Vaishnava. And just like Prabhupada would sign your ever well-wisher, Bhaktivinoda Thakur would sign Saragrahi Vaishnava. So this Saragrahi is such an important principle for us devotees, especially in this age of Kali. This is the key. If we have this key, if we have this password, then everything else works. So, beautiful English poem he writes. I'll just read the first two stanzas, which represent the superficiality of this age, and the last two stanzas, which represent the essence which is available in this age. Alas for those who spend their days in festive mirth and joy, the dazzling deadly liquid forms their hearts forever employ. The shining bottles charm their eyes and draw their hearts' embrace. The slaves of wine can never rise from what we call disgrace. So this is the superficiality of Kali Yuga, that people are lost in the dazzling deadly liquid forms, right? Liquid beauty, as Prabhupada, right? And the slaves of wine. So this is the superficiality, the people are caught up in these things. But the Saragrahi Vaishnava, he is not discouraged seeing these things. What he holds on is this, the last two stanzas. O Saragrahi Vaishnav soul, thou art an angel fair. You are an angel. You are coming from the spiritual world. Lead me onto Vrindavan, and spirit's power declare. So you are from the spiritual world, you are from Vrindavan. Let's go back. There rests my soul from matter free upon my lover's arms, in Krishna's arms, as we see the beautiful painting of Gopakumara embracing, being embraced by Krishna. So there rests my soul from matter free upon my lover's arms. Eternal peace and spirit's love are all my chanting charms. So by this process of chanting which is being given to us, we can attain this essence of all essence in this age of Kali. And we can be saved from the nonsense of Kali if we focus on this essence of this age. So if we look at all the scriptures, the essence of all the scriptures is bhakti. It is the process of bhakti. And what is the essence of the bhakti is these five processes of devotional service. Kaviraj Goswami writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Mathura Vas Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sivan Sakala Sadhan Shrestha Ei Pancha Ang Krishna Prema Janmaya Ei Panchera Alpasang. So Krishna Prema Janmaya Ei Panchera Alpasang. So just by little association of these five potent forms of devotional service, these are the essence. We can revive our lost consciousness of love of Godhead. So, further on, what we'll do, having understood the superficiality of Kali Yuga and understood the what is the solution is seeking on, latching on to the essence. Now we will see, try to see that when we try to hold on to that essence, Kali will try to even interfere there, try to bring in superficiality in the essence of the essence of the essence. The essence of the essence of the essence is practicing these five potent forms. But Kali will try to bring in superficiality even there. It's not just in the relationships, it's not just in our experiences or emotions or our knowledge. It enters into these processes also. And how we can actually, by seeking the essence, again defeat this tactic of Kali. So this is what we will try to see in the next a few minutes. And we will try to see the example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From the life of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he always sought this essence. Because he's, as Kaviraj Goswami writes, anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirna kalo samarpayutamunnatu jvalarasam subhakti shriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipitai sada hriday kandhare sfurutu vah shachinandanah. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give anarpita, which has never been offered before. And when is it being offered? In this age of Kali, karunaya avatirna kalo, out of his compassion. And what is he offering, which has never been offered? What is the essence of all essence? Is unnata ujvala rasam so bhakti shriyam, that the love of the gopis in Vrindavan, that mood of the gopis, that bhakti is being offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll see by his example. So the first, we'll take up the holy dham. So externally, the holy dham, the superficial aspect, if we see the superficial aspect, we may get caught up seeing, okay, there are so much land mafia there, so much pollution is there. Externally, there are so many buildings there. We may get lost in the Lohi Bazaar, right? The superficial things. But what is the essence of the dham? Now, there are different ways of looking at it, but I am trying to look at it in this way. Taking a clue from the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So for Mahaprabhu, why did he take his residence in Jagannath Puri? Because there is Lord Jagannath personally present, and that is Vrindavan for him. Where Krishna is present, where the deity of Krishna is there, that is Vrindavan. So he resided in, he made his residence in Jagannath Puri, centering his life around Lord Jagannath. So this deity worship is the essence of dham. If we look at Mahaprabhu's dham yatra, South India tour, it is basically going from one deity to another, taking darshan of one deity to another, right? And during the time of Annavasara, when Lord Jagannath is not giving darshan, what would Mahaprabhu do? He would not stay in Jagannath Puri. He would go to Alalnath, because for him dham means Jagannath. So deity worship, we can say, is the essence of the dham. That if when we go to dham, there are many things we can just get caught up with or get distracted. But if our focus is the deity is there, the Lord is personally present here, right? And so that can actually take us to the essence. Otherwise, we can get lost in the externals. And Mahaprabhu sent the Goswamis to Vrindavan, and then he asked them to establish temples and deity worship there in Vrindavan, so that the legacy can go on, right? And to sum up, this Sudh Goswami, he says this verse, Barahaite te nayane naranam lingani vishnu nanirikshato ye padau nirnam to drumajanm bhajo shetrani nanu vrajati hariryo. So he says, one's legs which don't go to the holy dham, they are like trunks of the tree, stalks of the tree. Superficial, it appears like real, but it is actually not. And the eyes which don't behold the deity of the Lord is like the peacock plume, right? So the superficial is so many other things, but the essential is deity worship. Now if you go to deity worship, what is the superficial aspects which we may get caught up in? We may get caught up in the rituals. We may get caught up in whether the fast should be broken at this time, or the festival should be celebrated like this or like that. There can be so many, discussions and debates on those things. But taking Mahaprabhu's example, what is the essence of deity worship? Is that devotees come together, come around and form a community with Lord in the center and worship the Lord. So, Aradhanam api sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam param Tasmat parataram devi Tadiyanam samarchanam. That the greatest of all worship is worship of Vishnu, but higher than that is worship of the devotees of Vishnu. And that's what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, you know, we see that when Mahaprabhu was in the South India tour, if we just look at Mahaprabhu, the way he organized his movement, there are many deep kind of hints he are giving how we can take on this movement. When he was in a South India tour, he invited various devotees to come and stay with him in Jagannath Puri. He invited sannyasis like Paramanand Puri, Brahmanand Bharati, Brahmanand Puri to come. He just told them, I am just going for this tour, I will come back. Meanwhile, you go to Puri and we will, you know, have association there. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, all of these sannyasis, they had a community in Jagannath Puri. Now traditionally speaking, sannyasis would be traveling always. But Mahaprabhu created a community of sannyasis around the Lord Jagannath in the center. Then he created a community of brahmacharis. Right, if you see Govinda, Kashishwar Pandit, Kaviraj Goswami tells that they had assistants, Ramai and Nandai. Ramai and Nandai had other assistants. So like that there were many, many brahmacharis who were assisting the Lord and the sannyasis in various services. So there was a community of brahmacharis also that was existing. And the community of grahasthas, that Mahaprabhu invited Ramananda Raya, you come over to Puri. And then we have Sarma Bhattacharya, Pratap Rudra Maharaj. And then for every Rath Yatra, for those 4 months, Mahaprabhu would call all the Vaishnavas of Bengal to have that intimate, close association. So that centered around Jagannath. So for Mahaprabhu, the essence of that deity worship, that all of these devotees coming together to worship Lord Jagannath. So, and Lord Jagannath himself showed that for him, the rituals are not important. For him, the important is the love and devotion of his devotees. So when Shripad Ramanujacharya came and saw the various, the standards were not as great, and so he wanted to correct. Similarly, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, when he saw that the starched cloth is being offered, he wanted to change it for the proper service. But then Mahaprabhu kicked both of them. But Jagannath and Baldev, they kicked Ramanujacharya and they beat Pundarik Vidyanidhi in the dream. It's of course a pastime of love. But to show that however my devotees are worshipping here, the Shabras are worshipping with love and devotion, that is very dear to me. It's not the ritual, it's the devotion of these devotees who come together to serve me. So that is the essence of deity worship. So if we stick to this essence, then we can actually get advantage of this deity worship. And then further, now deity worship. What is the essence of deity worship? Is, you know, this association. But in on the surface, what can happen in association is, as soon as the community comes, you know, you have managerial issues, right? You have to arrange for prasad, you have to arrange for crowd care, you have different things, different, you know, sound system, and then there could be clashes, conflicts, arre aisa karna chahiye, waisa karna chahiye, differences of opinion, arre why is this devotee always behaving like this, like that. So these all can be at the superficially can distract our consciousness. But what is the essence of association as Krishna is describing in the Gita? Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta paraspara kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. That when devotees, association is not just about organizing things, managing things, but it is about coming together to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, to discuss the glories of Krishna. And as Rupa Goswami says, Srimad Bhagavat Arthanam Aswadau Rasikai Saha Sajatiya Snigdha Sadhu Sangha Svatovare. That one should come together and discuss the meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam in this like-minded association. And that is the purpose of all the management and everything that is done. And Prabhupada writes beautifully in a letter to Hridayanand Maharaj in 1974. As GBC, your first responsibility is to keep yourself spiritually fit and see that all the devotees in your zone of management are chanting 16 rounds, rising early and strictly avoiding the sinful activities. If they are doing this, then management will be at your fingertip. So Prabhupada is saying this is the essence of whatever management you do. Basically, devotees should be nicely chanting their rounds, doing deity worship in the morning, following the regulative principle. That is essence as far as management is concerned. So again, so we came to the essence of this association is Srimad Bhagavatam. But when we come to Srimad Bhagavatam, at the surface we can again get distracted by Kali in the form of scholarship. We may get distracted by scholarship, pride, and name, fame, prestige, followers, and as Prabhupada says, professional recitation, even as devotees, that another some can creep in. But what does Bhagavatam say? What is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam? Is taste, developing taste in the holy names. As the last concluding verse of Bhagavatam is, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanam Tam Namami Harim Param. So that is the, what is the essence of Bhagavatam is to not get lost in all the scholarship and the eloquence and the sophistry as this verse is saying, purport is saying, but to actually develop that humble heart which can cry out the holy names, as Prabhupada says, that it's like a baby crying out for its mother. And again, as the Sudh Goswami, he says, Bile batoro kramavikramanye nashrinvatam karna pute narasya jivvasati dadurikai vasuta nachopagayati urugaya gatha. Actually, Shaunakadi Rishi is saying. So, so it says that the ears which don't hear the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, they are like the snake holes. So the anarthas of the snakes of anarthas reside in a heart in which the Bhagavatam is not regularly going. And the jivva, after hearing this Bhagavatam, if one doesn't chant the glories of the Lord, that jivva is like the frog. And by croaking of the frog, the snake comes and eats that frog. So the anarthas are the snakes coming out from the ears, and they will eat this tongue which will speak all prajalpa. So hear Bhagavatam and speak Bhagavatam. So that is the essence. So chanting being the essence, Sudama Prabhu was, you know, he's always giving some inspiring, you know, one-liner. So he quoted Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying that the heart of all of our spiritual practices is chanting. So the heart is something which gives life, energy and vitality to all the limbs of the body. If the heart doesn't work, everything stops. So chanting, all other limbs of the devotional service, they get derive their strength from the chanting. So he was saying that that is, we should keep our heart in proper shape, chanting in proper shape. And he was saying that a bird, it flies on two wings. One wing is chanting, another wing is dealings. So attentive chanting and attentive dealings, with these birds, with these wings, the bird can fly, you know, back home, back to Godhead. Marganti yatte mukha padma nidai chandai suparne rishyo vivikte. So the bird, this bird of the living entity can fly to the nest of the beautiful lotus face of the Lord. If, you know, we fly on these two wings of attentive chanting and attentive dealings. So finally, what is the essence of the process of chanting? We have come this far, but if we get lost in the surface, then different things can happen. We may get lost in the techniques. 6-minute japa. How to do japa in 6 minutes, right? We can get lost in the kirtan, in the tunes. Okay, this tune, this raga, this melody, or the pronunciation, Rama, 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 right? And even the glamour attached to, like, these are different dressing styles which are associated with kirtans, tattoos. So, you know, we may get too much, you know, caught up with these things. But what is the essence of chanting is not these social, external things, but the love for Krishna. As, again, Shaunakadi Rishi say, they say, Tadashmasaram hridayam batedam yadgrihyamane harinamadheye navikriyeta thayada vikaro netre jalam gatra ruheshu harsha. So he says that that heart is a steel frame heart. That is not a real heart, which doesn't erupt into ecstasy, which doesn't cry out when crying out for the Lord's holy names. So if we are always focusing on this essence, then we won't be lost in all of these different external superficial distractions. And if we look at Srila Prabhupada's life, we see that how he always held on to this essence. That when he visited the West, of course he says that tada rajastamo bhava, that this place is completely saturated with modes of passion and ignorance. But he saw the spark in the hearts of these hippies, that they are disillusioned with materialistic life and they are ready to take up to Krishna consciousness. So he could have seen so many different faults that these people are completely engaged in sense gratification, drunkards. Then he would have to put them aside for entering his bowery in his door. These drunkards would be lying with urine and stool over their body, right? So Prabhupada could see all of these faults and just said they are hopeless. But he saw that spark that at least they are disillusioned with material advancement of civilization. They are ready for Krishna consciousness. And so always he sought out that essence and taught us that if we seek out that essence, then we can actually be saved from, we can be immunized from the virus of Kali Yuga and attain our desired destination. So now moving further, okay, essence of chanting is love of the Krishna Prem, love of Godhead. But what is the essence of love of Godhead? Right? Even if we dig a little further. So that Kaviraj Goswami describes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that what are, now for understanding the essence of this, we need to actually examine someone who has actually attained this. And who is better than the Panchatattva? Panchatattva are actually the trillionaires, quadrillionaires, zillionaires of Krishna Prem. So the essence of this Krishna Prem we can see in their lives. And what is it? Kaviraj Goswami says, Puna Puna Piyaya Haya Mahamata Nache Kande Hase Gaye Yaiche Madamata Lutiya Khaiya Diya Bhandara Ujade Ascharya Bhandara Prema Shataguna Bade. So he says these five men, Panchatattva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Thakur, these five are the wealthiest billionaires. They are the monarchs of the kingdom of love of Godhead. And what are they doing? They are again and again drinking. Puna puna piyaya, haya mahamat, completely intoxicated. And what are they doing after being intoxicated? Nache kande hase gaye. They are dancing, they are singing, they are laughing. And, crying, being intoxicated with this love of Godhead. And they have this treasure house. So they broke open the seals of this treasure house. And first of all, what they did was they looted all this content. So they tasted it for themselves. So what is this love of Godhead? Is actually chanting the holy name. They were chanting and dancing, right? And then what did they do? They didn't just stop at tasting themselves. They actually went on to lutiya, khaiya. But then diya bhandara ujade, they broke open the treasure house and ascharya bhandara prema shatagun bade, and they started distributing. And the more they were distributing, the more their treasure was increasing. So this essence of the love of Godhead is actually to first taste it and then distribute it. We may sometimes, only distribute without tasting, or only keep tasting without distributing. But the essence is to taste and janma saartha kari, then distribute. Kara parupkar. So this is the essence of 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 spiritual life as shown to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. So thank you all very much for your kind and patient hearing and seeking all of your blessings so that I don't get caught up in all of the superficiality and actually seek the essence. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल।